Support for WPR comes from Tomorrow River Community Virtual School, delivering Waldorf-inspired live virtual lessons to grades 4K through 8th, open to all Wisconsin students. More is at trcvs.org.
Support for WPR comes from Doulaying the Doula, offering birth and postpartum training and certification programs for medical professionals and other interested humans. More information about training is at doulaworkshop.com.
You are about to experience a totally new dimension in
ideas, the intellectual thrill ride of the year. To the Best of Our Knowledge proudly presents
Dangerous
Ideas.
My name is Steven Pinker. I am a professor of psychology at Harvard University and the author of The Better Angels of Our Nature, Why Violence Has Declined. And my dangerous idea is that we may be living in the most peaceable time in our species' existence. Despite everything you read in the newspapers about shooting sprees and terrorist attacks and civil wars, as a proportion of the world's population, more and more of us are living free of violence and dying of natural causes. You can see this in data on rates of death in tribal warfare, which are far higher than those of modern societies, even in the midst of wars. You see this in calculations of rates of homicide over history. A contemporary European has about 1/50th the chance of being murdered as his medieval ancestor. You see this in the abolition of barbaric practices that were ubiquitous through human history and then were abolished. Human sacrifice, throwing virgins into volcanoes to placate an angry god, burning heretics at the stake, breaking people at the wheel, executing people for shoplifting or counterfeiting, legalized slavery. Less obviously, you see it in rates of death in warfare. War has not been abolished, but it is far less destructive than it used to be. The rate of death in warfare now is probably 1/100th of what it was 50 or 60 years ago. The reason that we have the impression that the world is a violent place is that that's what news is about. News is about stuff that happens, not about stuff that doesn't happen. And all the parts of the world that are free of war, that are free of terrorist attacks, just don't get reported to us. And so we forget about them. We're getting better and better at reporting the violent events that do occur. Something blows up, you can be sure you'll hear about it. But we don't appreciate how much of the world at any given time is at peace. It's an example of one of many developments by which our species is improving its condition. People are living longer. Fewer people are dying of starvation. Fewer babies are dying in the first year of life. More people are living in democracies. More people are enjoying simple luxuries. And fewer people are dying at the hands of other people. People were not aware of these happy developments. And so I wanted to see what was going on, why all these graphs seem to point downward, and what the cause might be in terms of our psychology.